Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
So the CAO deadline is approaching, and so for people who are interested in studying agriculture, what kind of options do they have in terms of what they can apply to?
Yes, well, I suppose there's a fair option there. There's a fair amount of options there. When was, by the way, how long ago was it since you filled out your CAO, may I ask?
Many decades ago, yeah.
Longer than
I don't think they
remember.
Had them then.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
The smoke signals.
It was a different term back then. Well, I suppose this is a very stressful period for all kind of secondary school students. I mean, 1st February is the deadline. But as you can imagine, mocks are around the corner too, so the stress levels are obviously going to be a bit higher. In many cases, students still don't know what they want to do. So it's kind of important to get on it right now if they don't already know. Get it in a week advance, because obviously stress is going to be a key factor. Mm. But in terms of, I suppose, courses, from an agriculture point of view, courses, there's a lot more courses out there now than ever before. There's circa 90 courses in Ireland at the moment, which is kind of focused on agriculture. I suppose one of the big misconceptions about studying agricultural science in college is that you're going to become a farmer, which is sort of one of my pet hates in many ways, because yes, you can become a farmer out of it, but there's so many more options.
Yeah.
There's now more level 8s in agriculture than ever before, whereas UCD used to be the kingpin for level 8s. There is now other courses, so there's courses in GMIT, there's courses in Carlow, Dundalk, Waterford, Tralee, so people never don't want to go to Dublin. There isn't the option of studying agriculture.
And are they generally kind of ag science courses?
Well, yeah, but you see, the thing about ag science is it's so broad.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go into the business side of ag science, you can go into the science part of it, you've got food science, you've got human nutrition, you've got a whole host of different kind of aspects of agriculture and food that you can go into. And the kind of opportunities in that is endless. Say if you study business, for example, food and agriculture or food and agribusiness, say in UCD or wherever it is around the country, you can go into accounting, you can do a master's in accounting or go into accounting firm. You can go into sales, you can go into marketing. If you want to, say, study horticulture, it's the outdoor life. You can go into sports turf. You can go into work in a nursery. You can work treating football pitches. If you do, say, forestry, you can go into that line of things. Forestry is cropping up all over the country. That's something that people obviously have a big interest in at the moment. The likes of going into meat factories. There is a plethora of things that people studying agricultural science can do. And I mean, I think there's up on 20 or 30 courses in level 8, predominantly there'd be level 6 and 7 courses too. So if people don't want to focus strongly on the academia, they can maybe do a 3-year course. Mm. And they're situated all throughout the country. On page, we actually have a CAO supplement in the Farmers Journal, The Irish Country Living, this week. And we have a pretty comprehensive breakdown of all the lists of agricultural and food-related courses you can do all around the country.
And presumably the level 6 and 7s that you can do are more specific, whereas the your ag science degree will start you off and then you'll have to go and do something else afterwards.
Not particularly. They might be specific, but they might be a bit more practical, if you get me.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
You might be kind of more kind of academic focused in level 8s. Level 6s and 7s can focus maybe on the practical side of things. Say if you're out in agricultural colleges, say in the likes of Gurcheen or Kildalton, to name a few, you might be more hands-on in terms of the farming side of things. Whereas if you go to level 8 courses, as I mentioned, around the country, you could be more focused on, I suppose, the kind of academic. So the more science-based, the more kind of... you're in the books more so.
Yeah, it's the agri-food industry.
Really,
it's an industry rather than you're just going to go and
absolutely.
Run your uncle's
and
farm.
I suppose, yeah, but you can go on your uncle's farm.
We're
not
ruling
that either. If you're an outdoor person, that's available for you too. I suppose the thing about it as well, there's more and more Dublin students studying agri and food science around the country as well. I mean, I was very surprised when I went in. I studied in UCD, just graduated back in May or in September. I was very surprised at the amount of Dublin-based people in it. Because, for example, and this is just one off the top of my head, I know one of my friends is from Clontarf, and she wanted to be a chef, so she studied ag science.
Yeah, that makes
sense. There's somebody who wanted to do accounting or wanted to go into business, so she studied food and agribusiness because she's seen that the food markets were like people need food all around the country, so you can go anywhere with it. You can go all across the world. You can do a PhD. You can do a master's. Like, so there is so many opportunities. So it's not just for people in the countryside. It's people all over the country that can do this. So city based, rural, and urban based.
Slurry. Why is slurry in the news so much?
Slurry
is
in the news. You see, I suppose for somebody who isn't well aware of agriculture at the moment, I suppose there are certain times you can put out slurry. So basically, you cannot spread slurry from the middle of October to the middle of January. And that's obviously when the cattle are in the sheds. So basically, hasn't stopped raining since about July in many parts of Ireland. The people couldn't get all their slurry out before October. So the slurry has been almost sitting there. And since the cattle have been in the shed, biology takes place, and the the tanks fill up fairly
fast.
Right,
so there's a backlog of slurry.
So there is a backlog of slurry all around the country, and farmers are desperate to get it out. Now, this has caused a lot of problems. You see, the slurry season opened yesterday on the 16th of January.
Right.
So people can spread slurry now. The only thing is it's so wet they can't actually put it out. Slurry depends on, spreading slurry depends on the weather.
Mm.
So pretty much, it's a very kind of important that farmers are aware of the safety around slurry. For example, 8 cattle were actually killed in Roscommon recently because they inhaled the sulfur dioxide, I think, is the chemical that can kill. One breath, if you agitate the slurry, because you have to mix it before you spread it, one breath can actually kill somebody. So it's very, very important that you take all the safety precautions.
Crikey.
Yeah, it's a very, very dangerous game when you're spreading slurry. It's very important that the cattle are out of the shed at the time, if at all possible. And it's very important that you ventilate your sheds, because if you agitate slurry, it has happened numerous occasions where people have one breath
actually we're going to talk about farm accidents and the like, and that's quite a common one, slurry related accidents.
Absolutely,
where people fall in, or so presumably if you're working with slurry you have to be very careful about
100%. But you would expect that anybody working in slurry would have all the safety procedures, or implement all the safety procedures and have training in that specific area, because obviously they're much, much more at risk than the farmer who spreads it sporadically.
Finally, there's a picture of a lamb, a living lamb, in an oven. Why are people getting excited about this picture?
Yeah, well, I mean, this picture is, it looks almost like one of those kind of like vegan ads where they're like, please don't do anything, you know what I mean? Without wanting to offend anybody live on air. But I mean, like, if anything, now this is obviously, I tweeted this picture to you and to the Farmers Journal. But this, while it looks really, really bad, this is actually, if anything, it highlights a farmer's dedication to care for an animal on the farm. Mm. You see, hypothermia is one of the big, big reasons for lamb mortality, especially 12 to 24 to 36 hours after birth. Is kind of it's the most likely when an animal is, or a newborn lamb will die. So hypothermia is a big reason for this. So if, and it's, we've done it ourselves in our farm, that if we see an animal who's going to die of hypothermia, we'll bring it down to beside the fireplace. Or if the yo can't care for it, we'll bring it down beside the fireplace, we'll put it in the turf box, obviously clear the turf out first, and basically warm the animal up. And in many cases, it saves their lives. There's been often times where we've brought 3-4 lambs down to the house and we've put them in front of the fireplace and they're better. And in this case, the farmer went one step further and put the animal in the oven, obviously at a very, very low temperature.
Well, actually, I don't know if that's the oven. Is that the oven? It looks like the plate warming bit, in a range.
It's an aga cooker.
It looks
like an aga cooker, but you know, oftentimes that lamb possibly was, well, it would have been saved. I don't think they would have sent the picture in otherwise.
Yeah.
But it does really highlight a farmer's dedication to make sure that the animal is going to be safe. I remember doing it a few years ago. I think myself and my father brought a lamb down to the house, and I think my mother wasn't overly pleased because we had lovely wooden floors at the time, but I think the lamb started doing their business on the wooden floors, and I think we had to put them up in the red lamp up in the yard after that. But luckily, them lambs were saved too. So that's obviously the most important thing.
That is indeed. Anthony Jordan, news correspondent in the Farmers Journal. Anthony, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Very much.